What's up, you guys? How are you doing? I hope you guys are all doing wonderful. I am beyond blessed, as always, to have you guys, as well as I hope you guys are doing great, enjoying your day. Thank you so much for continuing this journey with me. I am so blessed to have you guys always listening. Once again, for those who don't know, my name is Ropani. This is Let's Be Honest. So for today's topic, I just kind of just wanted to give you guys my input on religion versus spirituality. So kind of my views on it. I'm not here to bash on anybody's religion. I'm not here to talk negatively or just throw anybody's religion in the corner or anything like that. I'm just here to talk about my experiences with both and what I prefer. And I know everybody has their own preferences, but this is kind of just to go over what I feel is the right path for me. Okay? So I kind of just wanted to start off with religion. So religion, as a black woman in America, I know a lot of black people in America or Africans grew up as Christians in America, and Christianity is a big religion, and I feel like with Christianity, it has a lot of its ups and downs. And it has a lot of its pros and cons, and I feel like Christianity is a big business, or religion in general is a big business, because, like the saying that I've seen the saying a lot, I've seen the saying a lot where it says that money is the root of all evil. If it is, why do we collect it a lot in church? And for some reason, churches love collecting money. That collection plate is always coming around every time you go to church. And I get it. It's to support the church, hopefully, to support the communities and the people that need it the most. But why is it that a lot of communities are always struggling? But like the pastors live in mansions, the pastors are driving the latest models of cars, the pastors are looking a little swaggish, and they're living life, they're living good. And I'm not gonna bash, you know, they found a profession that, you know, they will be able to scam a lot of people out of their money so they can live a luxury life. And that's no problem with that. Everybody gotta make their bread somehow. But like the way that they're fooling a lot of people into donating a lot of money to the church and to religion, I just feel like that's very false. So, with religion, I just believe that it was created with an ego and it sets a lot of values. So, basically with religion, I just feel like it uses a lot of fear and judgment of self to others. Like, I don't know if a lot of people have noticed this, but like Christianity or religion in general puts a lot of fear in people. Like, for example, it controls you to the point where you feel like you cannot do anything without being scared. So, like, and also, a lot of people that are in religions or are religious tend to judge a lot of people a lot. And I'm not, you know, no disrespect or anything, but like, I know a lot of people who are Christians that go to church every Sunday, yet as soon as they step out of church, they're a completely different person. They will judge you up and down for doing your hair a certain way, for wearing whatever you want to wear, for looking a certain way, for just being you. You're your own individual. But yet they're Christian or they're holy or they're whatever, but they want to tell you how to live your life. Are they God? Are they the ones that are going to judge you at the end of the time? No. So why are people going around judging people? So that's kind of something very BS with the religion or Christianity that I've seen or experienced. With spirituality, it teaches you to have a lot of compassion for yourself and for others. And it also teaches you to judge yourself, not others, but yourself. So with what I mean by that is that this is your life. You get to create how you want your life to be. So you get to judge the decisions that you're making in order to create the life that you want and how you want to live. But like with religion, you're judging, basically telling somebody else how to live their life instead of you worrying about your own business, you know? So I just feel like religion is designed for control. Humans, we're very curious people. We have the tendency, the very natural tendency to look for a creator. We want to know how we got here. We want to know what we're doing here. I mean, there's just a blue ball floating in a black sky or universe somewhere, and we're in it. We're among this blue ball. So we're very curious. We want to know how the hell we got here and what we're doing here. So with religion, I just feel like it has an agenda. Like, we are here on earth. This is what we're doing. You're either being good or you're being bad. And the consequences are you're either going to hell or you're either going to heaven. No discussion. That's it. But like, with spirituality, I feel like we create our own heaven and we create our own hell. Like, you can make your life however you want it. It's like, literally, it could be a total bliss. Like, everything will be beautiful. You can bring heaven to earth, or you can live in hell. Basically, it's all in your mind. So with spirituality, I feel like it teaches you not to fear God, but like religion, it does. So with the point in that is that with religion, it tells you have to fear somebody in order to live your life accordingly. That's to my understanding. With spirituality, it teaches you to just live your life freely and not be scared of anything or anybody. And with religion, it's just teaching people to be scared to live their life, to be just tied down to a religion that's controlling them, that's bounding them. So that's something that I just feel like is BS as well. And with spirituality, I feel like it teaches you to understand who you are and how can we come from God and not have God within us, you know? So that's something that I have been questioning a lot too, is that we all say we're children of God, we come from God, blah, 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 God this, God that, but then how can we be children of God and not have God within us, you know? So that makes perfect sense to me. Like, we're his children, so we must have his or her children. We must have, in my circumstances, her children, so we do have God in us. And religion takes away your power. It puts you in a box and it controls you. It basically wants to group everybody and tell people, you can do this, you cannot do this, you can do this, you cannot do this, you can do this, you cannot. Basically, it's just telling you how to live your life. And going back to the heaven and hell thing, hell is non-existent. It's just a word And there's no such thing as a soul going to go burn underneath earth for eternity. Like, I just feel like that's also another fear that has been placed within the Christian religion. So that's just something that I had an input on. I feel like hell is here on earth. It's whatever you make it. So you can make heaven or you can make hell. Hell is already here. And you can go through hell and make it out of hell, because if you're in hell, why would you want to stay in hell? So you can go through hell. Everybody has been there. I feel like religion also divides people. Like, hell, there's so many religions on earth, and everybody's just divided into my religion is better. There's just so many religions, and it's just separating everybody. And with spirituality, it brings us together, because as you spend more time in silence, you'll realize that there's no such thing as division. Everybody is made, you know, like, I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but like, we're all one. Like, we all come from the same cloth. And with spirituality, I feel like we're all one people, and we don't need to be divided. So spend more time in silence, and with spirituality, your heart literally will tell you who you are and what your purpose is and what you're here to do on earth. So, and then with going back to religion being a business, religion is a $1 trillion business. Like, a lot of people will literally donate so much money to churches, to false prophets, to false pastors, just for a little prayer, worshiping something that they haven't seen, or something that they don't believe in themselves. They're just following just because other people are following, you know? So that's, I just feel like religion shouldn't have no business with money, because that's tricking a lot of people to just donating their money or throwing their money away into things that pastors themselves know is false. Spirituality, it might be a lonely path, but it is a truth path, because you know that you're thinking outside of the box, you know that you're thinking differently, and you know that you're going your own way instead of being a sheep in a flock of people that are all doing the exact same thing. So if you want to be a lion, you got to get out of the sheep. You got to get out of the flock of the sheep that is all going the wrong way, basically. With spirituality, you are one with God, because you can master and create your own life. You don't have to live in fear. With spirituality, you go within yourself to find answers, because we are part of God. So if you close your eyes and meditate quietly, your heart literally will speak to you. Okay. With religion, I just feel like you're always looking for validation. You're always looking to see if somebody has seen that you're doing good. You're always looking, checking to see if somebody saw that, you know, you donated money to like the homeless shelter, or you're checking to see if somebody saw that, you know, you helped somebody cross the street, or you helped buy lunch for somebody. With religion, you're always looking for that validation. You want somebody to be happy, to be proud, to see that you're doing good. But with spirituality, we know we're doing good because in our heart, the universe already knows we're doing good. We don't need validation. We don't need to look around to see if somebody's clapping for us, or To see if somebody's gonna say, hey, you know, I saw you donate, you know, $10 to that guy around the street or around the corner. I'm very proud of you, by the way. Like, no, you know in your heart you did good. The universe knows you did good. Your good karma will come to you. Like, we don't look for validation. So, with spirituality, you learn from all religions. You don't just say, like, hey, I learned from Islam that, you know, you're supposed to do this, and then you just carry on. Like, you don't, like, sorry to confuse you guys, but, like, with religions, I feel like whatever they believe in, like, in the Bible, like, they feel like that's set in stone. So, like for example, the Ten Commandments, religious people feel like they can't break that or else they're sinning or they're breaking the rules or they're betraying, you know? Like, but with, like, spiritual people, we take lessons from each religion. Like, we'll go find some answers from Buddhism, or we'll find some things from the Bible even. We'll find some things in Islam. Like, we'll go around, you know, we'll take lessons from each religion to help us live our life. Like, we're not going to just go by one word. We want to explore other religions as well to see if that can also enhance our life, you know? And with spirituality, you always go within. Spend a lot of time with yourself, because you are the creator. You are here to create your own life. Also with religion, I feel like religious people, they blame either God or the devil for, like, the shitty things or the good things that are going on in their life, you know? Like, with spirituality, we're grateful no matter what. We don't blame anybody, because we know our thoughts are the ones creating what we're doing out here. So, we're grateful no matter what. If they're L's, they're all lessons. If, you know, they're W's, we know we're doing good. We're winning. So we're not blaming anybody. We're always grateful. With spirituality in life, you're always presented with, you know, choices. And it's always up to you to make your choices. You're not going to ask anybody else. Like, for example, if you're presented with choices right now, you have to make your choice right now. You can't wait. And if it's not the right choice, then, you know, you learned your lesson, or at least what that choice taught you, you know? Like, and with spirituality, we're always searching the truth. We want to know the truth. And I feel like with religion, it's like that as well. Everybody's always looking for the truth. And with religion, they always have, it's either black or white. You're either good or you're bad. It's either God or the devil. Like, it's either one or the other. But with spirituality, you get to expand your mind and explore to see what the universe has more for us, you know? And spirituality, I just feel like there is a creator of the universe. It's not a man just sitting up there watching you, or definitely not. There is a creator out in the universe, and we're all connected. We all have a part of God in us, and I believe that, you know, none of us, we're not better than the other. We all have our own way of thinking, and everybody here on this planet, we all have our own individual path. So religions, I just feel like with religions, other people make it seem like their religions are better than other people's religions, which is total BS. I just feel like we're all here as equals, you know? We're not here to bash other people's religions, you know? And the other thing I kind of wanted to point out is church hypocrisy. So I grew up as a Christian, of course, Christian Catholic, and I have observed a lot of things growing up as a Christian. The churches that I attended growing up, very like a lot of people are very, very hypocrites in the churches that I went to. Sundays would be the only days, or even on Sundays too, like right after church, as long as, they're not in the presence of God in church, I guess. They start talking shit, they're bashing other people, they're judging other people, it's crazy. They go home, they tell you don't drink, don't do this in church. They're preaching it, but then when they go to their own homes, they're cracking a bottle of whatever. They're drinking, they're chilling, they're doing this, they're doing that. I'm just like, why do you have to hide two separate lives, you know? Like, you're going to church, you're being a totally different person, but then when you're in your home environment, in some total different environment, you want to be somebody else. I just feel like a lot of Christians, they're very hypocrites because they will read the Bible will say, don't do this, and they will stand in front of everybody and preach it to them and say, don't do this, but then they'll go home and they'll do the exact same thing. So, like, I just feel like with that, with Christianity, it's total BS because I feel like everybody's just, well, I'm not gonna speak for everyone, but I just feel like a lot of the people that are Christians, they're BSing. Like, they're standing up there thinking, you can't fool me, or you can't fool a lot of us. We know how you are. So, not when you're not in front of the church. So, I just feel like a lot of people just don't need to hide who they truly are. Like, we know who you are. You don't need to be fake in the church and then be real somewhere else. Like, that's, you don't work that way, my friend. And I also just feel like religious people are not open to knowledge. Like, whatever they think is whatever they think goes. So, like, if they're told something by like a pastor, they're gonna just stand on that. They're not gonna be open to listening to other people. They're not gonna be open to exploring other things or expanding their mind because somebody else told them something. So, like, I just feel like religious people don't wanna listen to anything else because they're too scared to explore. They're too scared they might go to hell. They're too scared this, this, and that. Like, it's another total BS. But, like, religion and spirituality do have some similarities. Like, the Bible says, ask and you shall receive what you think you believe. And spirituality also says the exact same thing, manifest and you shall have. And, like, your thoughts create your reality. So, like, I just feel like a lot of people have a lot of ignorance to spirituality because they don't know any better. And, like, a lot of people, especially the Black community in America, they're very stuck to Christianity because that's what we were taught. That's what our ancestors were taught. That's what our ancestors were taught. So it's just been passed down for generations. It's been passed in for like hundreds of years, so like that's all we know. So, like, and for other people to come through with spirituality is not a new thing. Spirituality is an African origin, so like, just for that, a lot of Black people Islam, like grandmas and like they know what spirituality is, but like in a common day of age, like, Christianity is the only thing, So, I just feel like a lot of people just need to expand and be comfortable and in learning about spirituality, and they'll explore a different world, And I just feel like fear does nothing but create more fear, and a lot of people are just very comfortable right now where they are and what they're doing. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you're comfortable doing whatever you're doing, that's what you're happy doing. Do you, boo? Like, there's nothing wrong with that. I just feel like I want what the universe has in store for me and my life, and I'm just going to keep searching and I'm just going to keep going. Like, if I have to keep moving around, if I have to keep speaking to different people, like if I have to keep expanding my circle, expanding my mind, expanding everything, like hell, I'm in it for the win. Like, I just feel like being a very spiritual person, like it's expanded me to not have fear in anything. Like, I'm just ready to go and see what, you know, what she has for us, like what the universe has for us. So, with spirituality, I just feel like you can, you know, God can be anything you want. Like, God can be the sun, God can be the trees outside, God can be, you know, the flowers, God can be the clean water, the river, the ocean. Like, God can be anything you want it to be, you know. Like, I'm not saying like you're worshiping anything, that's wrong. Like, God can be anything you want, anything that makes you at peace, anything that makes you happy. Like, God is not a man sitting up in the sky watching you 24/7. Like, God can be anything that makes you comfortable. And there is a saying that religion is for people who are scared of hell, and spirituality is for people who have been through hell. And I believe this very deeply, because I just feel like in my own personal experience, I've been through hell on earth. And my God, it's not like the most prettiest thing to go through. It's not the most, you know, best thing to go through. Of course, it's hell. Like, I went through it and I came out a stronger person, and I came out a well-balanced person. So, like, I just feel like I'm not scared of anything. Well, like, I'm not scared of anything, but like, there's nothing to be afraid of. We create everything on earth. So, like, if I feel like I'm scared of anything, it's all in my head. Like, I can change that. So that's something that I'm very grateful for. When I went on my spiritual journey, that I was able to find that everything that I do is in my head. Like, I manifest everything. So, like, my thoughts are controlling what is appearing in my life. So, that's just something that I learned. And just going through spirituality, it's been so beautiful. Like, it's been beautiful. It's been hard. Ups and downs, tears, joy. It's just like finding who you are through spirituality is the best thing. It's beautiful. So, like, that's something I enjoyed. And, like, I'm not saying, you know, religion is bad for you. If, like, that's something you're into, like, do you, boo, again. But, like, I just feel like spirituality was the best thing for me. And I am very, very glad I had the opportunity to explore that side. So, thank you guys so much for listening. Once again, this is Ropani at Let's Be Honest. I am definitely grateful that you guys listen to all of that. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment. Again, my Etsy shop is still open, better than ever, at etsy.com/shop/letsbehonestgifts. And once again, my Instagram is Let's Be Honest. My links are all on there as well for my merch, my photography, my writing, my podcast, you know it. Everything is on there. Go ahead and check me out. Okay, thank you guys. Have a great week coming up. Stay well. I'll talk to you guys very soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.